with so many other lives. It's kind of cool, kind of retro. I liked it. Jamie Hoover, 2024 single as well, called War of the Roses. I believe that's the title track of his latest record. Wilco, oh my God. Yeah, from Sky Blue Sky, way back in 2007. I don't believe it's been that long. Hate It Here. Every time I hear that song, I just love it more. And Warplay, a band out of Nashville. Let me see. They are a three-piece, actually. Just killer. That's called Make You Move. All right, I've got a live day play here at 10 a.m. We did live day on June 1st. We'll probably do it again next June. This one is from our friends in Jennifer Teft and the Strange. It's called Love and War. And on the other side of this, we'll be back with our guests, Glowbox, right here in Studio A.
All right, WMFO live day. Kicks butt. Ready?
Over me.
All right, so it's WMFO in Medford, 10:05 in the morning. I'm Mike. How you doing? As mentioned, that was a live broadcast right from down the hall in Studio DEE from Jennifer Taft and the Strange. That was Love and War. All right, at 10:05 in the morning, it's been a long time for you guys. Glowbox is here in the personages of Kevin.
Hi.
And Jim.
Hello.
How's it going, Mike?
Good. Lead singer, guitar, and drums. How you guys doing? It's been a little while.
It has been. A hot minute.
Yeah.
Nice to be here. It's nice to be anywhere.
It's
good to see you, and it's good to be seen.
Yeah, it's nice to have Glowbox in the house because, you know, you are one of the first bands that I learned about when I started doing this. I think that we were down in... at the TV station down in, is it Milford TV?
Yeah.
And that was, we were all there. Al Petulis was there, and they introduced you and I, Kevin.
Yeah.
And since then, I've been playing your records.
Yeah.
And I knew that, I love power pop anyway. That's what you do. You do select covers, but it's mostly all originals. So that's pretty cool. It really is.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. I love the band, as you know. And this past year was atypical for a lot of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot's been going on, not my story to tell, so I'm going to turn it over to you guys.
Yeah, well, we've been lying dormant most of this year, not by choice.
Nope.
If anyone's been following us on the social medias or anything, you may have seen. We did lose our bass player, Sean Sullivan. Passed away in March, and
he was 42, I think, right?
God, he was a little
36,
older. 28.
Oh, he was a little older than that.
A little older than that, but he wouldn't want us to tell you how old he was. He unfortunately, actually, this time last year was diagnosed with a pretty aggressive brain tumor.
Can't believe it.
I know.
Yeah, we rehearsed a year ago to the day yesterday. That was our last full band rehearsal.
And then
with Sean.
Labor Day weekend, we were planning the release of a new single. We basically had started recording an album last year, and we put out a couple of singles, one in April called Jokes on You, and then one in at the end of July called Go Like Hell.
Yep, that Sean wrote.
And it's a great, great single. And we were gearing up to release the third one in October, and we were making those plans that weekend, and Sean went silent. And
yeah, I remember talking to you guys, and, you know, rightfully so, you didn't disclose much, but you just said, you know, he's taken ill, and it's not good. And that's all I knew for months.
Mm-hmm.
And there was always that hope holding out that, you know, he wasn't as young as he said he wasn't, but I figured, you know, he's strong. He'll, you know, and I'll just say from my perspective of knowing Sean, I mean, he was the latest addition to your band.
Yeah.
As you said, he's a bass player. And, you know, when you guys played, I'd go up and talk to him. And he always said, I can't believe that I'm so lucky that I got myself in this band. He's a lifelong musician. Very talented dude, and he just said, "I'm so happy."
We felt the same way about him.
I mean, it was so great when our original bass player / guitarist Rick left. He moved like way up north, and we were auditioning people. When we met Sean, it was like, "We've got the right person here," and it really brought the band to another level. And you know, so much. We can say so many great things about Sean.
Really, no better cheerleader for the band than him, you know?
No, I mean, he didn't just, you know, show up and play gigs and be ready the way that you're supposed to do. He also wrote for you guys, produced, finished audio. I mean, he was quite the band member.
Very involved, very involved.
Like I said, he loved it.
But, yeah, during the pandemic, we were preparing... We wanted to prepare for our next album, which became Your Call's very important to us, and we started recording remotely. And initially, I was doing the mixing and everything, and Sean was like, "Can I play along at home a little bit?
Uh-huh.
You know, put all the drum tracks up there and everything." And he started producing mixes that were far better than anything that I could do. And we would nerd out. I mean... We had so much fun making music together.
Yeah.
you know, even like the virtual live day that we did in the pandemic, you know, that was a fun little project that we did in Sean's basement.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can hear joy in the music. I mean, there's no other two ways about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And we certainly don't want to come on a Saturday morning and be all maudlin and depressing, and everything. But it is.
He was quite a dude, and you know, and we all loved him in different ways. And he'll be missed. I mean, he'll certainly never be forgotten. So it's great to remember him.
100%.
Yeah. So you are trying to pick up the pieces.
Mm-hmm.
You are finally going to release that new song.
Mm-hmm. Came out yesterday, my friend.
Yep. Yeah. I know. I grabbed it when I saw it.
Very excited.
And you know, early next year, you know, hopefully you'll finish the record that you guys were all working on and put it out. You know, February, March.
That sounds about on par for what I would like to see.
But I want to
get out there and play some shows.
I want to know when you get out and play some shows. Are you thinking like spring 2025?
Hopefully sooner than that. I don't know.
Awesome.
I honestly don't know.
Yeah, we have to figure that. We're taking it one step at a time. We're finishing the album first. Mm. We've got four new songs. One is not quite in the can, but we've got three fully in the can. And so, you know, we'll have a 10-song album. And that's the main focus.
Yep.
But we're going to be transitioning to thinking about that live stuff.
Pretty soon.
Pretty soon.
Yeah.
Speaking of you guys live, I haven't heard you guys play live in a long time. You know, and granted, it's just the two of you, but...
Yeah.
I know, Kevin, we were talking about that maybe you might, you know, work something up that you guys could play together. What do you say? What did you...
You did twisted you my arm.
I did. I'll give it back so you can play the guitar.
All right.
But this is a song that you mentioned, Go Like Hell.
Yeah.
And it's special because...
Because Sean Sullivan wrote it.
He did.
And it's really good.
It is.
And this was a single that we had out in April of 23. We have not stopped playing it live, you know, when we were playing live. But, you know, the few occasions where we've gotten up on stage over the past year, this is always in the set. And I would like to keep it in there as long as we can.
So I can't see, Jim. Are you playing a box?
I'm playing a box.
This is my new kit.
Yeah. It looks like... All right. Hey.
We'll see. Yeah. This is unrehearsed. We'll see how this goes.
Yeah, we have no idea how this is going to go. So.
Well, I'm going to try and board off this while you guys do whatever it is you're doing. And you're going to play Go Like Hell right here, live acoustic.
Thank you.
WMFO.
Let's try it.
All right.
If you go like hell, chasing down your sin, looking quite the sight in your black jeans. If you go like hell, chasing down your dream, signs fly by, a blur of blue and green. Look at it. What?
There Is Glow Box and Go Like Hell. Miss you, Sean. Miss you every day. So glad that you were with us and we knew you. And let that song stand to what? To, you know, just remember you in the best possible light and show your talent for doing what you do.
Thanks, buddy.
Yep, that was from an album of you guys in 2018 called Fossil Fuel.
That was not.
It wasn't.
No, Go Like Hell is not yet on an album. That will be on the upcoming album.
Oh, I think that Spotify has it made. I don't know. It got it from somewhere.
It's on Spotify.
I know. I think it said Fossil Fuel, but what do I care? You're the one. You would know.
Yeah, Sean wrote that about 2 years ago.
Okay.
And actually, a little less than 2 years ago. And that is one of the five songs that I know he'll be on the upcoming album.
Yeah, so. We were kind of doing the single thing where, you know, you release, some singles out before the album.
It's a thing, yeah.
It is a thing.
Yeah.
We've done three at this point, including the one yesterday, and I think we're done with the singles, and it'll just be the album.
And we're old school. We really enjoy the album format. I mean,
Is it something, are there things on there that we haven't heard? I bet there...
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. We still have brand new songs that... We're in various states of recording them, but a bunch of things that you have not heard live. So.
Okay, I can't wait to do it.
Yeah.
All right, so sheepishly, I picked a couple of songs, and I say sheepishly, I'm going to mention which albums I think they came from, and you can like say, hey,
confirm.
That's right, or you could say, no, that was So I'm thinking another one from Fossil Fuel as I look to you sideways, Moonstone.
No, that's from Dark Side of the Moon.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Sorry.
Am I right or not?
No, he's
all right.
He's right.
Moonstone's one of my favorite songs.
Thanks, buddy.
From that, I really like it. And then I want to play two from the one with the two cats on the cover. Are those your cats?
No, they are not. They're a friend's cats. She lives on a farm somewhere in Georgia or something. I forget. She's moved around the country so much, but she...
Did she show you that picture?
She posted it to Facebook.
And you saw it and you said...
About a year before the album came out. And I said, that picture would make the greatest album
cover. What is wrong with you?
I reached out to her and I said, would you ever consider... And she's like, oh, yeah, yeah. I'm like, "What? Do you want payment? She's like, no, just send me a copy of the album.
Uh-huh. So the cat, if you haven't seen the cover, dear listeners, it's a couple of cats getting to know each other on the front cover.
Not that intimate. Well, I suppose.
Well, I mean... You know,
That's the way it works.
That's the way
they get to know each other.
Yeah, you know, as human beings, we don't do that, which is great.
Maybe you don't.
All right, so I'm going to do Jazztown from that record.
All right.
And Screaming at the Sky,
yes.
Which I love.
Thank you.
So let me just play these couple of songs. So anybody that doesn't know what these guys sound like on record, this one's called Moonstone, and it's Glowbox at WMFO in Medford.
Welcome mat pulled down from underneath my feet. Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Ah, brava!
It's WMFO in Medford, and that little break in here just proves that everybody does some air guitar and air drums. Even guitar players play the drums in the air.
Those guys were awesome.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
You do know that was you, right?
What?
Yes.
All right.
It was.
Yes.
So, it was so nice to hear those songs. You know, as you know, I play them, you know, often enough so that people will remember them and they'll keep hearing them. They're great songs.
Thank you, man.
So I don't tell you enough. I mean, kudos to you. Those are great.
Well, I was just saying it sounded so great in here. I'm used to listening to that in my car.
I've been in your car. I understand.
He has been in my car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jim, I decided to turn your mic on. What do you think of that idea?
Oh, that's nice.
All right, because you weren't on, so I figured maybe I'd do that.
Yeah, you got to mute the drummer.
Yeah, everybody knows that. So I love those songs. I just want to talk a bit about you guys' recollections of each song and sort of like what it was like writing it, recording it, anything that you remember.
Well,
Moonstone.
Moonstone.
Yeah.
But all three of those songs were recorded with Dave Minahan.
That's unbelievable.
At Woolly Mammoth.
What is it like working with that guy?
He's the greatest. Yeah. He's the best. Yeah. I mean, I was just telling somebody yesterday, I would pay the money to record there and just sit there and talk with him all day.
He can hear you, you know.
On second thought, maybe I wouldn't pay for that, but right. But no, Dave is the best, and just hanging out and listening to his stories is one of my favorite things to do. And on top of it, we got these great sounding records.
Yep. Yeah,
are you kidding me?
Yeah, right. And he's not, you know, he's telling the stories, but it's like someone has an idea. Oh, I want to put a 12 string on that. And he is jumping up and running and setting up mics. I mean, it's super efficient process.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I would say something like, oh, I'd really like to try a Leslie speaker on this song. And before the words are even
out,
he's jumping up and he's setting up chords and we can do that. And here we go. Ba, 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 ba.
Calls and Leslie up and goes, hey, you're up. That's just a little joke.
Yeah,
joke
there you go. Thanks. Yeah. Okay. And you know, the songs that we were just playing, Jazztown, he actually does have a lot of great ideas that mm-hmm. he will put forth, because he says, you know, you get me for whatever you need me. I'm an engineer. I'm a producer. I bounce ideas off. I'll suggest things. I'll record whatever you want. I'll play. I'll sing. Whatever.
And he really does.
And he does. And he had ideas for Jazztown that mm-hmm. you know, we ended up not using, but he was like, no, just hear me out. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to extend that one guitar chord in the break, and it's going to go on for about 20 seconds before the next part comes in.
20 seconds.
And we were like, Dave, no, we don't want to do that. Yeah. He's like, no, hear me out. Listen to it. He's like editing. It only took him 2 minutes to do it, but he's like, what do you think? I'm like, no, we don't like that. But
okay,
he put some great ideas for it that we did use,
but. Yeah, in the those two albums, the one that had Moonstone on it, when we went in to record that was our first experience with Dave, and we weren't sure what it was going to be like.
Oh yeah.
And we got way more done than we thought we could in a short period of time. The second album, we were locked down during the pandemic, and we were recording remotely, just demoing.
Sure.
And we had all the time in the world, and we started coming up with, you know, all these guys would come up with different vocal
new parts
and guitars and everything. So the second one was a lot more involved. And it really did feel that working with David is amazing, and it always feels the same. It's very productive and it's quick, but we were asking a lot of him on your call. There's a lot of parts.
It's very dense.
Did he offer to, and did he end up making any noise on the records, cowbell or anything, singing background vocals, nothing?
No, I mean, if we asked him to, I'm sure he would have.
Yeah,
but no, he knew that we wanted to do it ourselves.
Okay.
We wanted to play everything ourselves. And that is something that we're continuing on with this new record. You know, I've had plenty of people reach out to us. Hey, if you need a bass player to finish these tracks, you know, some amazing people, great, great people. And I'm like, I'm so grateful that they've asked. But no, we want to keep it in-house. We want it just the band right now.
There is one epic part that Dave played on Fossil Fuel that I have to mention. So,
do tell.
This song,
I don't even remember this.
Just in Case. And this is an example of the...
If you made Kevin laugh, I want the story. Okay. Go.
So we're recording Just in Case. And, you know, Dave, he's also was the lead guitarist for the Replacements, touring lead guitarist.
Yes.
and he's got all these pedal boards. And there's a middle section in Just In Case, and he's just like wiring up these pedals and screwing around with it. And he's like, you know, Mike, can you play that chord again? And he, you know, he's like kneeling on the floor, and he had this pedal, and it's just like,
he's twiddling knobs. Sound.
So Mike was plugged into his pedal
board. Yeah, Mike is plugged into his pedal board. Yeah. He's playing a chord.
And Dave's down on his knees, like twiddling the knobs on each of the pedals. And
yeah.
So in the middle, at the end of the guitar solo there, there's some stuff that Dave was like actively, you know, live messing with. And it was, that was pretty cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Your beach on your call.
Your
the beginning.
Beach? What's beach?
Your Beach is a
beach.
Song.
It's a song.
Oh, all right.
Your Beach. And there's a beginning, a guitar sound that's like really weird. It was a combination of Dave made this great sound, and Mike always is twiddling when we're not, like if we're in rehearsal.
He's a lead guitar player. Yes.
Talking or something, he'll just go off and be twiddling on his guitar. And he was twiddling. He was actually not like barely even moving his finger, and this like weird sound emerged, and he's sitting there like looking excited that there's this sound
but not quite understanding where it came from.
Yeah, yeah. And Dave hit record and that's where the beginning of that, you know, that sound, that song came from. It's like,
so he is all over it, even yeah. if it's right. not that omnipresent, you know.
Cool.
But he, we the new stuff that we are recording is not being done at Woolly Mammoth. The singles that we released last year were actually mixed by Sean Sullivan, and Jim is taking over that job in doing all the mixing. It's self-produced. We're recording at home.
Did you get to work with Sean a little bit and see what he did and
how he did?
Yeah. Absolutely. So like during the pandemic, we did this. Band on the Run video, and I mixed that one, and then we did like another Quadrant video, and Kevin was like, why don't we just start demoing albums? So basically Sean and I were both mixing together. It became so much because we were doing all the songs that we were splitting the duties, so we would both go back and forth, even till in the latest singles that came out, you know, the whole band, we have a chat that's open and we're talking about,
mm-hmm.
but Sean's and my chat was much more separate, technical.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Sean, how'd you get this particular Great. Sound? You know, that kind
Great. Of. Right. So this new song, No Place Like Nowhere, mm-hmm. I've heard you guys play it live.
Yeah.
And I know it's been sitting in the can forever, and Sean's all over this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, talk about him and what he did for this song, everything.
Well, this song, it's funny. We just played Screaming at the Sky, and that had been our opening song and all the shows that we played for about, I don't know, 2 years or 3 years or something like that. And Mike, did you see us at Electric Haze with Speed Fossil and the Daylilies?
No.
Okay. There was a gig we did last spring, and we were like, we had this song, No Place Like Nowhere, and we were like, we're going to debut this at the next show. Whenever, you know, that comes up, we're going to get it done. And I didn't have lyrics for it.
Oh.
And it was...
Minor problem.
Next show was coming up, but we had the song. We were playing it at rehearsal. I had the choruses. I had a couple lines of verses, and I'm like, I need to finish this bridge, blah, 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 blah. That became the opening song for that gig. I finished the lyrics that afternoon, and Sean actually wrote one of the lines in that bridge to kind of coax me along. And I was like, yeah, that's perfect.
Nice.
That song... we recorded last summer, spring into summer, and he mixed it. He must have mixed that song 6-7 times before he got
just
the one that we
really,
wanted.
Yeah.
And it was just over a year ago that he got that one in the can. And I have always been a huge, huge, huge fan of this song. this recording, the mix that he got. And I was like, oh, when people hear this, is going to be great. And we were ready to put it out in October. And then, you know, he got sick. And we just, we put things on hold. And, you know, we did play a few things here and there. And that's where you, you know, probably saw us do a lot of that stuff. We did IPO with Garrett on bass. We played a few other shows at Square Root. And we
played with the...
with the Cocktail Slippers.
Cocktail Slippers, yeah.
And then we did a gig with the Midnight Callers up in at the C-Note.
Yep,
yep.
And we have been opening with this song ever since that gig in April of last year. So even though we've had this large gap where we haven't been playing... Every time we've gotten up on a stage in the past year and a half, we have started the show
well,
with
this
song.
Well, this has become his legacy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, in addition to everything else he did for the band and with you, but this song is really him.
He is definitely a big part of it. His playing on it is huge. And he's in
the
video.
Yeah, it is written by Kevin.
Yeah, I did write the song. He did write that one. Mm-hmm. He gave me half a line.
And you still sing leads, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
But Mike and Sean both sing backups on this, and Sean's bass playing on it is wonderful. He appears in the video, as does his dog, Levi.
Uh-huh.
Jim has assembled a video. If you haven't seen it yet...
I saw it yesterday.
You did,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw his shirt.
Yeah. Whose shirt?
Sean's, that shirt that he would wear when
he's
playing.
Oh, the donut shirt. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, that's his
signature
uniform.
Shirt.
Yeah, that was his uniform.
Yeah. Yep.
And...
Yep.
So all of our dogs are in the video,
and cats.
Mike's cats. And Sean's wife was kind enough to send us some footage of the dog running around and this and that. So he's represented in there as much as we could. And then at the end, there's shots of us playing the song.
Yeah.
On stage at Faces Brewery.
Yeah, yep. This video idea, I was trying to push for a video. And many of the people in the band said, you know, I don't really want to act in a video, you know? So I had this idea, like, let's make it, instead of it being shot at us, it's us, what the world appears like to us, you know? So kind of a perspective.
So that's why it's all, like, from the neck to the knees.
Neck to the knees, yeah. or just, you know, like, I'm making
Point
coffee and you can see my hands, right?
Yeah.
So, and the original idea was we would have it be that way, and we would all, like, drive to some place, and it would still be in our perspective, and we'd be, like, meeting our friends, and then at the end, we would perform. And that never happened, unfortunately. And we were scouring for footage of, you know, when we're playing the song together for the end. And we didn't have any... We have a lot of recordings of shows. We usually record them. Sean had a GoPro, and he would record them. But we didn't have any. And I brought my son to that Faces show. And I said, Gavin, do you have any footage from that show? And he sent it to me. And sure enough, the end of
No
Place Like Nowhere was in there. So,
all right, well, I can't wait to play this song. The video is out. It's everywhere.
It's on the YouTubes.
It's on the YouTubes.
It's on the Facebooks.
Yeah,
yeah, there's a copyright dispute because someone owns it, and they're concerned about our posting copywritten material of our own song.
It's all good, man.
I would think so.
Yeah.
So everybody go out, and it's called No Place Like Nowhere. Go find that video. You can see what we've been talking about. And I can't wait to spin this, so I'm just going to push the button.
Thank you, sir.
All right, this is No Place Like Nowhere. Long time in coming. Great new song from Glowbox here at WMFO.
To you.
You guys, that's a great song.
Woo!
That's Glovox and No Place Like Nowhere. Long time in coming for that one. I'm proud of you. That's
Thank
great.
Thank you, buddy.
But I know you're excited about it too.
Yeah. The reception so far has been awesome, and hopefully people will continue to check it out.
Okay, so is that, I'm just asking, is it playable now for me to play whenever I want?
You can, absolutely. Oh, it's out. It's
yep.
out
oh,
there.
It's out. Okay.
It is out there.
Okay, so I'm going to make sure that I play that.
Yep.
Yeah, that was really good.
We appreciate it.
All right, so listen, it's kind of weird because you don't have any gigs coming up yet.
No.
The thing on that you're doing is you're finishing up this record,
mm-hmm.
hopefully February, March.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And hopefully you'll be out playing like in 2025.
We'll see you in 2025.
Yep. Early, hopefully.
I can guarantee pretty much that we will be doing that, yes.
All right, that's very cool. All right, so thank you, Kevin Drinan.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Jim McGrady.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Lead guitar and drums, respectively, for Glovox. Can't wait to hear more from you guys.
Good to see you.
All right. Good to see you, too.
Thanks, everyone.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. So listen, I've got a little bit more time here at 10:49. I want to play some new noise from Fontaines, D.C. They've got a record out that everybody just loves. It's called Romance. This is another one, new noise, called Bug, right here at WMFO.
I want to get. Didn't I say I wanted to get? Honey, I've changed for you, yeah. 28 years I come into end. The rain chased me down the gully again. Now I'm higher than anyone here, and there ain't nothing on me, yeah. I'm
happiest man in heaven for one. As long as there's nobody feeling me there, then there ain't nothing on me. Yeah, yeah, they threw me out like I was a wedding bouquet. Now I can't quite remember what I had to say. Still I get higher than everyone here, but I will fade in the night, yeah. In the shadowless corner, I promise to be gone. I almost felt the feeling that I wanted to, I wanted to, yeah. You thought I was here, but I'm farther than the sun, sun. Silent as a feeling that I promised you, I promised you, yeah. Well, I changed my name to promise you, yeah. It's easier than making apologies, yeah. Now I'm higher than anyone here, yeah. There ain't nothing on me. We'll be right back.
If I give you my number, will you promise?